This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Shepherding Our Hearts with Addie
and Tina Shepherd.
We're back. We missed last week.
We did. So Addie was sick and I was out of town, and honestly, it didn't even cross my mind until late in the week, but we wouldn't have done it anyway.
I thought about it on Wednesday. Yeah, because I was supposed to be getting a dress in the mail, so I was really excited. So I went out to check the mail and I came back, and on my way back in, I was like, we should be doing a podcast. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was a kind of a rough week. Not a rough week, but Addie was sick and we were gone, and I hated being gone while you were sick, but you recovered quickly, so.
I was sick for like maybe 20 hours. Maybe.
And we're pretty sure it was the flu, so.
It was like maybe 20 hours and I had a fever of like 99 degrees. I wasn't like sick to the point I couldn't even get up off the couch. Like, I was still taking care of everything. I was walking around. Like, I was fine.
Yeah. But I think part of the reason you got over it quickly is because you did allow yourself to sleep in the next day. And
I did. I slept
call
12,
into work.
I slept like 12, 13 hours that night because I went to bed early because there was nobody else awake.
Yeah. But the boy she nannies also has asthma. So any respiratory thing.
It's never a good idea.
Not good to expose him to that. So it was all good. And then you got to sleep and then you got to get healthy again really quickly. But all in all, sorry we missed a podcast.
But you know what? It might happen again next week. We'll just, forewarning.
Yeah, we are going out of town, but we are going together. So, yeah.
So we should be able to do it. But sometimes, you know, we are out of town. So sometimes it does get a little chaotic.
And we're not completely in control of our own schedule.
At all. Basketball controls our schedule.
Yes, it does. But it's our last week of nationals as a family. So
we'll still be a family.
We will still be a family. But basketball. Nationals will probably not ever again be a whole family event.
I think I'm going to cry. Are you going to cry?
I probably will. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad we're on this.
I'm predicting that Friday I will cry. So hopefully that's the only time I cry unless it's like happy tears. But I'm not usually a happy tear kind of a person. Not usually.
No, I'm going to miss it.
Oh, I'm for sure going to miss it. And so Friday of next week will be Wyatt's last basketball game, and yeah, it's just kind of
weird. I remember the days I used to pray for this day to come.
She was not a fan. not a fan.
And now I'm gonna cry because it's over. That really, there's a lesson in that.
there is. And I was always so proud of you when you opened up your mind to the idea that you could like basketball and you could enjoy your brothers playing, you know.
Yeah.
But
you're making me sound like a horrible person. It wasn't that I didn't enjoy watching them play, and it wasn't that I hated the sport with all of my being. It's that our lives revolved around the boys' basketball. The boys' basketball, and never me. Like, it was never my things. Nobody ever cared what I cared about. Like, it was always their basketball, and that hurt me as a person.
I understand that. And then I think we got better at making some balance in our lives, so.
Which is all I was asking
for. I know,
for.
But we, you know, as parents, sometimes you do get off track, and
it was easier because I didn't do any sports, so it wasn't like there was any time dedicated to what I liked to do. But that doesn't mean that I didn't have anything that I wanted to
do. Oh, absolutely. So now, like, one of her things that she does with her dad.
Hallmark Christmas
movies. She watches Hallmark Christmas movies. And you know what? It might seem silly, but it does mean a lot. So
I think it means a lot to both of us.
It does.
Not just me.
It does.
I think it used to be for me, but I've gotten watching them without me there.
It has happened. So, or times when, like, she's watching one and then she has to go to bed. Oh, he will finish it because he needs the closure. And it's so funny.
Or he'll record it and we'll watch it later.
That is also true. But you know what? It's just important to find those things in our kids. And it's also important to listen to our kids. We're way off track. But this is relationship advice.
I think that this is almost better than the topic we had picked.
I think it rolls right into the topic we've picked. I almost said pocket.
The pocket. We're pickpocketing.
We're rolling stuff into a pocket.
And do you know what you do with me?
Would I roll you in a pocket?
No.
Oh, what we do together. We do a lot together. Right now, we plan a wedding together.
Right.
We We run together.
I was thinking of one specifically.
We do a podcast together. Did I just say that?
No.
Twice.
You said run.
Oh, I said we plan a wedding. The first thing I thought of was the podcast, and then I couldn't remember if I had said it.
We take Lincoln to the park together.
We do.
Me and Linky Boo. Yes.
So cute.
He loves it. Every time we're in the car, he goes, I go big park mommy Tina.
I'm his mommy Tina, which is really funny.
I don't even know how that came across. I think maybe he asked what my mommy's name was, and I was like, her name's Tina, and he goes, Eddie, mommy Tina.
Yes.
And then it just, I don't know, it stuck.
Yeah, because then, like, if we were on the phone together, he would ask who it was, and you would say, it's my mommy, Tina. Yeah.
Yeah, and so he just thinks her name is mommy Tina.
Yeah.
It's the cutest. I love it so much.
It's really cute.
I think that that should just be your grandma name.
I could, yeah. It's not far from what we had said it was going to be, so,
yeah. It's just, I don't know, it always makes me think of that. I'm like, when I have kids, they're going to be asking for mommy Tina, just like that.
That's pretty cute. Maybe they'll shorten it to mommy T.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
We could do that. But Lincoln loves her. It's so cute. We're planning on going to the park tomorrow.
We
are. Because he asks every single day.
All the time. So, and this does tie into our topic, is what I was trying to say. Because we're talking about a relationship between a mother and her child.
You're right. I kind of forgot what topic we picked.
We did go through several of them. But we decided to talk, we're moving on from Joseph, although we could spend a lot of time talking about Joseph, and we have, and all the different elements of his life, because we're told so much about it.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to someone who we really don't have as much information
on. Which you know is our favorite.
Yes.
We love to pick the lesser known people of the Bible.
I know. So we're going to talk about Moses and his mom. So Addie's going to read Exodus 2, just verses 1 through 4. And so, I mean, backstory. Obviously, we know that the people of Israel ended up moving to Egypt with the famine, with Joseph, all of that kind of thing. He was nourishing his family there, and they grew and became a great nation in Egypt. And the next Pharaoh, who did not know Joseph, started to feel threatened by the Israelites there and how many of them there were. So he made a law that they had that the male babies had to be thrown into the river and the female babies of the Israelites could live. So that is where we come into Exodus chapter 2.
Yes, and it says verses 1 through 4, I think you said that, but we'll reiterate. That's a good word.
That was a good word.
And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took him for an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river brink. I said brink. Or just the brink. And his sister stood afar off, to wit what would be done to him. So basically, I don't know, when I first... What?
Can I have my phone back?
Oh.
Thank you.
I was like, what did I mess up? She just wants her phone. It's okay. When I first thought of this topic, what immediately came to my mind was abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's the same basic concept, right? Except for the only difference being that Pharaoh commanded her child to be put to death, and abortion is just a choice whether or not you can do that. But what I find so is her unwillingness to do so. You know, she was like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna kill my child, which seems like it would be a really simple, straightforward thought, you know, like, oh, I'm not gonna kill this baby, but it's not. And so I think it's important we talk about it. And I mean, just that natural affection was there, and that was so important. Because, I mean, look what Moses ended up doing. What if she had just followed the rules there?
Yeah, and yeah, they would have lost a leader. And then the way she cared for him, it wasn't a selfish caring for him. Like, I think to Solomon.
She gave him up?
Yeah, Solomon, when the two harlots had come to him and they were basically fighting over the child because the one had died in the night, and so the other one took the other one's baby. Anyway, they were both arguing over whose baby it was, And Solomon said, you know, that's easy. We'll just cut the child in half and you can each have half. And then, of course, the real mother said, no, no, she can have him. And Solomon knew immediately that that was the real mother because...
it's a selfless, sacrificial love.
And that is the love that a mother should have for their child. And it's not about... and I think our culture gets it so backwards, like, all the time. And, you know, we see it. We watch, like, American Idol, which is really, you know, it's entertainment. It's whatever. But the people that come on there and they're like... some of them can be, but they're like, I just want my child to be proud of me and all this. I'm like, no, like, just, you just need to be the mother. Like, you need to be the parent that your child needs you to be.
Because we've never done it in the living room before, and it just now is occurring to me that they're going to hear the grandfather clock.
Yeah.
That's okay. I think...
I love the grandfather clock. It's about time that they're introduced to that.
Yeah. Welcome to our life. There's always some noise. We can't control that. The animals are all finally quiet.
Then it's the clock.
What was I thinking? Oh, it's just, I think a lot of it comes from our very selfish culture that we live in. Like, everything's about me, 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 me. And this is no exception. Like, I want my child to be proud of me. I should have the choice whether or not I want to have this baby. Mm-hmm. And that's not what it's about. You know, like, it's not about you mm-hmm. anymore.
Well, and I think part of the, like, the beauty and the design of the family that God created back in the Garden of Eden was that we each look out for the good of the others within the family, you know? And so as parents, looking out for the good of the children, and that means a lot different than what our culture thinks that it means. Because, you know, again, I think in a lot of ways we mold our children into selfish beings because we
teach them that the world revolves around them.
Yeah. And so it just kind of, like, propagates that whole selfish idea. And so, you know, going back to the Garden of Eden, and the way Adam was supposed to care for Eve and the way she was supposed to, you know, care for her husband is looking out for the best things for them, which sometimes means saying no to things, and sometimes means, like, here, Jochebed.
Like, Adam should have said no to eating the fruit.
Yeah, he should have been like, what are you doing? Why would you listen to that?
And that wouldn't have been me. That was just him looking out for the best for her. Mm-hmm. And that's true in so many circumstances.
Yeah, and the best here was that even if she could not be with Moses day in and day out, although it ended up providentially that she got to go and be the nurse for him.
That is my favorite part of the story, is that she gets to raise him.
I know. Like, she gave him up.
Raise him, but she gets to see him all the time. And I know, because this is a completely different relationship, but, like, I will be done nannying Lincoln in 12. I have 12 days left with Lincoln.
Yeah.
And that is so hard. It's so sad to think about. I've spent pretty much every single weekday with him for the past year and 3 months now. Mm-hmm. And so to think that that's, like, that's not going to be a thing anymore. But one of the bright spots is they have asked me to come back and babysit him and be around him. They're like, he's going to miss you. Probably true. But I just know that helped her mm-hmm. so much to be around him. And they nursed for a long time. So it's not like it was just 1 year. It was until they were really old.
And I love the beauty that she got to experience that. But the fact that she gave him up, not ever imagining that that would be the case. You know, like, she didn't know what was going to happen when she put him in that river, in that little basket. I mean, she had...
But she saved his life.
Yeah, she saved his life by giving him up. And it's just beautiful, that natural affection that she's like, even if I can't have him every day, I want him to live.
I want him to live. I want him to be okay. Yeah.
So it's just such an sacrifice.
It's such an amazing story. It really is. Because it would have been so selfish to be like, well... they said that I have to put you to death and I don't want to get in trouble. And, like...
yeah, so she risked... Yeah, her he, life and...
She risked so much to make sure that he had a life.
Mm-hmm.
Any life. Just life. And I think that's so sweet. And I love that.
It's a beautiful thing. And yeah, so that natural affection from a mother to a child.
And not that this is part of our topic at all, but Pharaoh's daughter also had that natural affection.
Oh, yeah.
She found this baby in the river. Completely different race. Like, right? They were Jewish and Egyptian. Like, they clearly did not get along very well, right?
And she knew when she found him that it was an Israelite child. Like, she's like, oh. Which, again, she would have known that her father
would not like that.
Yeah. And yet she
was like,
chose...
I'm not leaving this baby
mm-hmm.
in the water. And I think that that's very natural affection as well. Like, to not abandon a baby when you see one in need.
Yep.
And I think that's sweet, too.
So,
good women in his life.
I know. I do think that all ties back into what we were talking about ahead of like, our podcast. Just the idea of learning what our children need and what... Again, what they truly need. And it was important for you growing up to not have to be like saved from basketball completely kind of a thing, but that you learn to celebrate your brothers, but that we also learn that you need celebrated as well. And that's where it all comes in, because it was not all about you. And you learned that, and you learned to enjoy watching your brothers play and do what they loved. And then, but we learned that we were off balance in what we were doing as a family. And so all in all, it was really good. And the important thing was, as a family, to learn to listen to each other.
And I'm not traumatized, so it's okay. I came out on the other side.
I think it was a really good lesson. Like, even though, and the best lessons are the hard lessons. So, you know, but learning that we needed to apologize to you for that time when we were so off balance and not giving you what you needed. Like, we needed to be humble enough to say as parents, like, oh yeah, we messed up there. And that's an important thing too. So anyway, lots of good relationship advice,
man,
in this one.
This was we got into relationship advice before we even meant to. We were like, oh, we'll be at basketball nationals. Let's bring up Addie's deep childhood trauma.
But hey, you know what? I think it's going to make you a better mother having experienced that. And I think, I mean, maybe you'll come back and tell me I'm wrong on this, but I think that we were able to overcome that and make our relationship stronger because of all of that.
I think so.
Because you have to bring those problems to the forefront and work them out. And that's what bonds you together.
I think so. I think I had a great, like, looking back at it, I don't ever think, wow, my parents completely abandoned me. They never loved me. I was the least... Like, I don't think I ever thought that way. You know, I felt it, but it's not... It wasn't what I thought of when I thought of my family. Mm-hmm. I always was like, oh, I have the best family. Like, they're so cool. They're so much fun to be around. Like, they're lovely people.
But basketball did take up a lot of time.
Especially when... Because right now, it doesn't take up all that much for us. I mean, it takes a ton. But, you know, like, it was because we were driving them to basketball practice. They all had different basketball practices. You like to go watch their basketball practices. And that's every single night. And I couldn't be home alone, so it's not like I could... So I had to be at every practice, every game. And that was a lot
mm-hmm.
when you don't like it.
Yeah.
So...
It's okay. We learned to balance.
And we've moved, and we're great.
And it's great. All right.
Well, that's all I have.
That's all I have. Who knew this is going to be so much about basketball? That's kind of funny. I would have thought next week's would be more about basketball. And it might be.
I think we should try to tie basketball back into all of them from here on out.
That's a whole new set of topics.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, basketball literally has one more week, so I don't know.
So you think we're going to forget that the sport exists?
Yeah.
It's just going to go away. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we say thank you? Because I'm not really even sure.
thank you.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.